Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The left fielder, Jerry Royster. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting third. The DH, Matt Noakes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dwight Lowry. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Tanana. And now, play ball. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Royster moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Fisk reaches third base with a triple. Royster scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Tanana covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noakes strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. Royster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheridan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brookins moves to third. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noakes is 0 for 1 in the game. Noakes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Sheridan moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Redus. Evans reaches second base with a double. Sheridan scores. Noakes moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball towards center. Redus catches it and throws home to Carcoviche, who throws to third to double up Evans. Noakes tags and scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon strikes out. There goes Walker. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. Coles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coles. The throw from Karkoviche and he is out, Gielen applying the tag. Two outs. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gielen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. Gielen moves to second. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Sheridan takes first base on ball 4. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noakes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Noakes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 2 in the game. Royster hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 2 in the game. Calderon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grubb strikes out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 2 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into center field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric King now pitching. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 3 in the game. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Jerry Royster. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Redus now playing left field. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noakes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Noakes hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing left field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Boston pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 3 in the game. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Boston moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. 1 out. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Fred Manrique. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Boston moves to third. Calderon moves to second. Donnie Hill pinch runs for Ron Hassey. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitaker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.